Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. This is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. This is not only Matt Williams, but this is Matt Williams with a professional studio mic. Now, if you are thinking, that doesn't sound like Matt Williams, his voice sounds a lot deeper. And he sounds like Barry White, and he could sing us a love song. Well, don't worry, I'm not going to sing you a love song, but I am totally enjoying this mic. I just want to say thank you for all of those who have subscribed, become members. It helps us not only come out with new shows on the network and keeps shows on the network coming out with new shows, but it also helps us upgrade, make us sound like a legit podcast, at least this one. All the other ones sound a lot better than mine. I guess I'm a slow learner, even though I'm constantly preaching to you guys that we need to be evolving, innovating, and being iterative in our processes. Apparently, I need to take more of my own advice because it's been a year. It has been a year, and I'm just getting out with a new mic now. But anyways, I'm really excited about that. Enough about that. If you do want to become a member and you haven't already, and you want to continue to hear me sound a lot better, you can go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HTBT in the memo field, and you will get a 15-ounce HTBT mug that will hold all of your beverage needs, and it will also fit your hand perfectly. I have really big sausage hands. I can fit all four of my fingers in it. Love it. If that's not a reason to have an oversized mug, I don't know what is. But most of all, you'll be coming alongside of us to proclaim the lordship of Jesus in every area of life. If you want to reach out to me, if you have any questions, comments, I even just read somebody's short story. They sent it to me. It was awesome. I can't wait for it to come out. You know who you are. I'm not going to say what it is. I'm not going to spoil it because I'm not sure if I'm supposed to, but you know who you are. And if you want me to give it a shout out, just email me back and I will do that for you whenever you want me to, because that's what we're doing here. We're helping each other become successful. And that includes giving shout outs where they are due. And today is definitely going to be one of those shows I want to talk about. One of my friends, she has a great company called Fitlosophy. You can go to her website at Live Life Fit. And I want to use her as an example and encouragement for all of us who are looking to start a business. She has a really great story. This is not a paid advertisement. I am just doing it because I believe it will encourage you guys. But like I said, if you want to reach out to me, you can find me on the social media sites. How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. Love to hear from you. Thank you for all those who have followed. The links are in the show notes. If you don't want to look it up on your own, I'd really appreciate a follow and sharing the show and all that good stuff. So now we just recently started a catering company. And one of the things I did, it's not a complicated company. It's very straightforward. It is like a basic tent. It doesn't have like windows. It doesn't have these fancy doors. It's just a basic tent, you know, a little simple, easy business. And one of the things that I did is I wanted to partner with some people, like I've told some of you before who have been listening to the show. I wanted to kind of use it as a way just to get to know people in the area. I'm new to Florida, Central Florida. So I wanted to get to know the people here. And I thought, hey, my neighbor, I want to get to know him. And he has kind of a desire to do small business. And then another guy I met here, he's a lawyer. So we're going to start a business together. And one of the things that I did was, because they don't really have entrepreneurship experience, is I just wrote out a checklist. I actually did it on my phone on the iNotes. I think it's called iNotes, whatever is the notes on iPhone from Apple. And I created a checklist of all of the things that you need to do to get your business up and running. You need to pick a name, you need to get a logo, you need to register your business with the state and IRS. You need to get a website, you need to open up your social media accounts. And I just knocked out a checklist. And I say that because I think that would be a really good idea for a lot of you who maybe you haven't written a business plan like I think you should, or you just don't know where to start. And you have this really big business idea, but it's kind of just this really bites big, huge, like steak, a big cowboy bone-in ribeye steak. And you need it to be in bite sizes. And creating a checklist is a nice, easy way to do it. It really helps you think through all the things you need. Take some time on it. Don't just do it really quickly. And then it allows you to encourage yourself to take the next step And it could be a small step, like registering with your state. It's not that hard to do. And it's something that can be done really quickly. So if you're looking for a quick step to take, maybe you have 20 minutes in a day, you can't do a lot of stuff, but you can just go through that list and look at something that you can knock out today. And I think that's a great encouragement for us starting Monday this week. We had a weekend, we were all rested up, but now it's time to do work. It's Monday. We have the whole week ahead of us. Let's be successful. Let's find out ways to take one step further to doing what God's called us to do and how we can become successful to help bless others. One of the things I try to do on my social media sites is share stories of successful people making an impact and why it's so important to be successful. Not so that we can have nice cars and nice homes, but that we can bless others and be used by God in mighty ways. And one of the greatest examples that I know personally is my friend Angela. She started a company called Fitlosophy. Again, you can go to her website, livelifefit.com. Or I think if you type in Fitlosophy, it'll come up. She is an amazing person, type A, 100%, great person, great sister. So if you're looking to support a Christian business, this would be the one to do it. This would be a good one to go to. She has journals. She has a bunch of workout products. She's in the workout space. She has some journals, all that good stuff. And she started this company as a master thesis project. She went to a college in Southern California and it was a class project, but she turned that class project into a really successful business. It was so successful that she is in Target. She's in CVS or Walgreens. I forget which one it is. And she ended up selling the company to a bigger company. And she still works there. I believe she still works there. I haven't talked to her in a little bit. And the reason I want to encourage you with this story is it started with a simple step of a class project, of writing out a business plan, of proposing the idea for a classroom project. A classroom project. You don't need to be going to school to do a classroom project. You don't even have to commit to it after you do it. But if you're not going to school and you're looking for an idea, just assign yourself a project and then take that first step. Figure out what that first step needs to be and take it. Even if it's as simple as making a checklist on your phone and just take that first step of figuring out a name that no one has on a website, like howtobuildatent.com, make sure no one has that if you want to pick how to build a tent. And then also make sure that no one is operating under that name in your state. And you can just start that easily and then start building out the checklist. Today is the day to start this, guys. If you've been thinking about it, if you've been having these ideas, you've been going back and forth, it's time to just step out and see what God's going to do. Because you can do amazing things like my friend Angela. She started out as a class project. Worked really, really hard, step by step, day by day. She didn't have an easy life. She had a lot of adversity in her life, but she kept pushing forward. God kept strengthening her, and she got to a place where she took a class project and ended up selling her company to a bigger employer, And one of the great things about Angela that I love and how she ran her business is she did it in a way that glorified God, but not overtly. And again, there's nothing wrong with like the Chick-fil-A's. Obviously, I love Chick-fil-A. I love Hobby Lobby Hobby Lobby does it the same way Angela does. But Chick-fil-A is like playing worship music in the restaurant and has Bible studies for staff. And I'm not sure if Angela does that with her staff or whatever, but her products are great products, not great Christian products, but just great products. And she's competing in a secular world, not in the Christian world. And I talk to like David from Cross Politic a lot. Some of you know him as Chocolate Knox. And we talk about like, we want to be excellent in what we do, not just for the Christian standard, but for just the standard. Like, we don't want to just be a good Christian company. We want to be a good company. Because so many times as Christians, like, oh, you know, their product's not that great, or that movie wasn't that great, but it was Christian. And so that's good enough. And, it's, you know, we should be just happy with having this mediocre product. But that's not the case. And anyways, she weaves in God and weaves in her faith in her products without overly doing it. Like, for example, she has this one journal and it says this: flex your faith muscle daily to nourish your mind, body, and soul with a Fitspiration Faith Plus Fitness journal. And what you can do is go through this journal, 16 weeks, and it has pages to praise God, to make sure that you are having an attitude of gratitude, and it helps you set goals to glorify God. This is what it says on the website: track healthy disciplines, create a habit of prayer, be inspired by truth plus scripture, check in daily with daily faith, and it's an acronym. And then she has a Bible verse on there, Acts 20:35. Now she has other products too that aren't geared towards Christians and geared towards God, but she makes great products. And so she's able to have products like this for somebody who isn't necessarily searching after and looking for God, but may come across this and God may be able to use this. She has a successful company. She's able to bless people from her success, and she's weaving God into this company. And it all started as a classroom project. A classroom project that was as simple as a business plan, was as simple as a checklist that became a presentation, that became a pitch to an investor, which became hiring people, rolling out a product, selling to customers like Target, CVS, or Walgreens. Forgot which one it is again. And you could do it too. But don't think of the end game like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to run this huge company. Just think about, what is the first step that you need to do? Now go out and do it, and let's be successful together. God bless.